Okay, this is Greg Yuen Hill with Sophia Matana, talking about halachas of the Matana Meshkimera, person who's about to die. Halacha Allah Shkimera, Shamar Tanum Mana Laponi Mase. Let's say Shkimera says, someone's close on his deathbed says, give this mana, give this $100 to so and so. So, and then he, what do you call it, and he dies, Yitnu Lacha Misa, she give him after he dies, she give her Shkimera, Kiksum, Sermon Dhamma. Because what we say is the words of Shkimera say out loud are considered as if they're recorded in a legal document, being close to Shemala Amana. Cover Homer, because we don't say that maybe the money he's talking about is a money that was buried. Rather, we say that we take him for his word. Let's say Shkinra says this loan that I have, or what it called, I've loaned money to, or I've given an object to keep an eye on to, give that to so and so, let's say Shimon. His words are Devar Kayamin, his words are good. Vain Sarah Mamma Shloshan, you like a Bazdin to adjudicate the matter. So, too, let's say he says, give this person like the star that has financial information in it, like a debt. Then, the what do you call it, the people who acquire it, acquire the debt that's written in the star. Gilu Kasav Masar. And it's as if he actually wrote it down. And it's fixed. Afi Shalom Mashaf Ashtar, even though there was no Mashiach Adam Ashtar. Vain Yoshachal Limpal Ashtar Zeb. And the inheritor can go ignore any payment that's required in the shtar. That was given as a gift by someone on his deathbed. Right. So why do we say there's a case where, let's say, a person sells or gives this kind of contract to another person, or let's say the inheritor is able to waive the payment, then we say the waiving of it is actually valid. While when it comes to a, what do you call it, the Shchimer, Rosh Nassim, Shtrakhov, any Oshachal, and Kol, but if someone on his deathbed gives the same promissory note to an inheritor, the inheritor can't go ahead and not pay it. Because this idea of this type of Kenyan, this transfer of this type of contract is Durbanan, Vigacha Yorosh and Dain Zesh Dar Shalom, who Minotaurah. So then we say, therefore, that according to the Torah, Midoraisa, the what do you call it, the contract still belongs to the inheritor, umochlo, right, and he can go ahead and oh, waive payment. However, when it comes to the gift given by someone on his deathbed, afishim adibrayim nos drabanan asu also kshotara, they made it as if it's deraisa ukila kana mamush abishtar minatara, it's as if he acquired the stuff, the ishtar, the finances in the star midaraisa the gilgado, right, and got to assemble initial the yosh bo kinyan, and therefore there is no mechanism of kinyan anymore. The heir has no rights to it, and therefore he cannot actually waive the payment for it. Or it's in it. Let's say Shimura says there's $100 belonging to so and so in my possession. If he says give it to him, then you give it to him. Lo amar tenu. But if he didn't say give it to him, no son, then you don't give it to him. Shemelo amar mana yeshlponi biyadi, because maybe he didn't say what he called. He didn't make this statement. What he called elakadeshlo yomer al yosho sheishlo mamon. He said it in the way he did because he didn't want his what do you call it? He didn't want it to be said that his inheritors, his heirs, are people who are going to have lots of money. Halacha da'ala pikach. Therefore, imamar zed derech hodav lo hayasham chasha rama. That's why. Let's say he said it in the manner of the shimra. He says it as like a true statement, like it comes off as being real, and we're not concerned about any lying. Nosen, it's given, afishal amar tenu, even if he didn't actually say, give it to him. Halachai, kiyotzebo, like this, ru es aviyem, shehitim maus, b'sheda teva migdal. So too, let's say, people see a father hiding money in a drawer, for instance, or a cabinet, b'amar shal poni hen, and he says they belong to this guy, shal maiser sheni hen, or he says they are maiser sheni, im kamos v'dvarav kayamim. So if it appears that he is, what do you call it, he's giving over his intention as to how the money should be used, then we trust him in kamarim lomar klum. But if it appears that he's being sneaky, then we don't take his word seriously. So too, if someone came along and told his kids, anir isis avichan, what do you call it, shehitz bin maus b'seid the teva migdav amar shal ponihem. So this guy, a person comes along and tells this person's sons, I saw your dad hide money, let's say in his chest. And he also says it belongs to this person, or shall meister money. So if they are hidden in the son's house, then we don't believe anything the guy said, right? But if it's besada, then if it's in a field, then we listen to him. What's the general principle? So whatever the witness could have taken the money if he wanted to, we believe what the witness has to say. If he couldn't have, then we say his words are meaningless. Let's say, what do you call it? There was a case where a person was upset because the money that he knew his dad had left him. You know, we hit it. And he had a dream. And in the dream, it said, there is this much money, and it's in this place, but it belongs to this guy, or it's my shoshani. And he found it in the place that he dreamed about. And the amount that he dreamed about. Yeah, Maisa has happened. Words of dreams don't help or hurt, meaning we don't listen to the dreams. So Shimara admits that he owes a certain person like 100 bucks. Right? Amr Yisomim, the orphans say afterwards, Chazar, he went back on it. The Amr Lano Avino, and he told us, our father told us, Par Osav, what do you call it? He paid it off. Ne'emanim v'nishvan al zeshvu asesis. And they're believed, and then they have to take a shvua. Let's say the Shkimara said, give the money to this guy, and what do you call it? But the Yisomim say, no, Chazar. He went back in it, Amrulanu Avinu Parosov. And then they, at that point, they say, our father paid off the debt. In such a situation, we say, Eina Manu, they're not believed. Amar, he said, Manu Laponi. Let's say the Shkimara says, I owe this guy 100 bucks. Amru Yisomim Natnanu. And the, what do you call it, the orphans, meaning the inheritors say afterwards, then we gave it to him. Ain't that money? They're not believed. Shreilo Amar Tnu, right? Because the Shnumar didn't say give it, right? Yadu Shechayim Litan. How would they possibly know they were actually obligated to pay it back? His words didn't explicitly state that. Let's say the guy dying said, give this guy money owed to him, and the heirs claim they gave it to him. Nemanim and Shmanshu Assesses Shenasim. Then they are believed and they have to take a Shavuot. Let's say Shkimara gave 100 bucks to a third person, Varmalo, what do you call it? And he says to him, I bring this 100 bucks to this person, Vahalach, and he went and he sees that the guy died. So if the recipient was alive at the time that Shkimara gave the money to the third party, so then the, what do you call it? The money should be given to the third party. Excuse me, he should give it to the heirs of the person who's supposed to receive it. As you see, the words of Shkimara considered as if they're written down. Lo hayakayim, but the intended recipient was not alive. Yachzu yoshleh mishaleach. So the money is given back to the third party, returns the money back to the heirs. She'ein kin lemeis, because a deceased person cannot acquire any type of property. Let's say a person on his deathbed says, Tumasayim zuz, give 200 bucks of pony. To Reuven, and 300 bucks to Lita Shimon, Rabamios, Zuz Laponi, and let's say 400 bucks to Levi. Ain Omer Makoda Mishtar Zaha. We don't say at the first question mentioned legal in the contract, gets his money first, right? Lefikach, therefore, Imlohin Yakesh Mos. Therefore, let's say he did not actually have 900 bucks to pay this all off. Cloaking themselves be Macha Kasalan. So then it's divided proportionally. Right, and if there's a debt that's in there against the estate, everyone has to pay it off based on the percentage that is that was apportioned to them. So what does this mean? Right. So let's say the debt was 450 bucks. So the person who's going to get 200 bucks gives 100. The guy who's going to get 300 pays 150. And the guy who's supposed to get 400 gives 200. Let's say Shlomo says, give 200 bucks to so-and-so. The Akhrab after that, Shlomo Sliponi, 300 bucks to so-and-so. The Akhrab after that, Abraham Yosliponi, 400 bucks to so-and-so. Then Kol Kondam Shtar Zaka. It goes in that order of the contract. That's why if a debt was filed against the property, Gova Min Akhron, you take it from the last guy. Ain Lo Gova Mishlofanov. Ain Lo Gova Mishlofanov. And if the last guy doesn't have, then you go a bump up to the guy before. If he doesn't have, you bump up to the guy before him. Halacha tesvav. Shkimrash Amar Yador Poni Vibayza. Let's say Shkimrash says, let this guy live in this house. Yocha Poni Peiros Dekalzeh. He says, let this guy eat the fruits of the palm tree. Well, Amar Klum, he hasn't said anything. Shlo Hikdalahem Davar Sheshwa Mamish, because he hasn't given him a transaction of ownership on anything that's real. Shehadira Vahila Yotzvahen, Haren Kedivor, Kushina, Shein Nikvid. Because living and eating are like speech and sleep, which cannot be after the transfer. About Imam Mar, but as he said, Tanu by Zelaponi, he says, give this house to this guy, Kadesh Yidorbo, Adzman Poni, so he can live in it until a certain time. Oh, it's new decals of upon you. Give this palm tree to this guy, Kadesh Yoko grow so he can eat its fruits throughout Canaan. There's word to listen to. Right, because he actually sold the tree itself for the fruits. And the, what do you call it? This is something that has substance to it. I think we'll go through that in all cases like that. That ends Parak Yud, and we will continue next time.